Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show, episode number 3. I'm your host, TJ Lauerman, and as always, I'm with the greatest guest ever, Ryan the Lou Lewis.
Getting towards non-guest status.
Yeah, I think you have been on every show.
Probably.
Congratulations.
Sweet. Nice.
We're going to kick off this episode with some NBA 2K12 coverage. And by coverage, I mean we're not really going to talk about it that much. Ryan, do you plan on getting NBA 2K12?
For sure. Like, it, you know, when a game, especially a sports game, gets that those kind of reviews, and last year's version was so great, I do want to get it, or at least, I don't know, maybe rent it or do something, you know, play it, see if I like it. I know I was telling you earlier that during Christmas, they normally put it down to $35, and I'm thinking that might be the best opportunity for me to grab that game.
Yeah, I was really excited before it came out, and then I realized I wasn't seeing any commercials, so I wasn't really excited. And then I saw the commercial with, like, Michael Jordan and a couple of the legends, and I was really into it again.
Yeah.
And then I've fallen back off.
So you need to just you need to just keep watching, like, on YouTube, like, all the commercials for it.
Yeah, I need to get it or just stop watching TV.
That's true altogether. Yeah, sure.
But then I read something on Kotaku that the NBPA forbid Take Two from using current players during the lockout in their commercials.
Really? That... It's kind of silly, but I guess, I mean, if they're not, you know, if they're kind of in negotiations right now, like, they probably want to make sure that the league isn't, you know what I mean? Like, they want to kind of stick it to them. Yeah. So,
and that's why the only commercials out now were just with Michael Jordan. I think Magic Johnson was in one, but.
Yeah, well, you know, they're still trying to pimp that, like, where they want to have the, you know, they have the new Legends mode where it's not just Michael Jordan anymore. And it sounds really cool. I know that Rich Grisham over on Games Radar, he was talking about all the different modes and, like, how you're actually just playing with these legendary teams and how that's a lot more fulfilling, because before it's like Jordan is just the focus on Jordan. But now, you know, these with the commercials and also with the gameplay, it's, like, really cool, because I know for me, like, I would love to play with, you know, some of these early 90s teams, especially the Sonics, who I was a fan of back then. And so that's one of the big reasons why I would buy the game, is because of those legendary teams instead of just Michael Jordan.
Yeah, and now I'm not really following basketball that much, so these teams are people I actually know.
Yeah, oh, sure, yeah.
And since that's made by 2K, cross your fingers, there might be good server connectivity.
Though, well,
actually, all I've seen on Twitter has been really bad stuff about it, but...
Yeah, no, I know. That's they've been talking about how they've been trying to fix it, but I don't know. For me, online play obviously is really important, but I guess for most people it is, but, you know, I like to play, like, some of those offline modes. So if it's not stellar right away and then they actually do fix it, like they're saying they're going to, then I think that's fine. But, yeah, of course they shouldn't get away with having spotty servers.
Yeah. Because recently, I don't know if you know, but the EA Sports servers have been atrocious.
Yeah. You know, I've been playing on them and I haven't really had too many problems other than I think, you know, spotty internet on who I was playing's behalf, or maybe even me. I mean, can you always tell? Like, I mean, usually we'll say, like, you can't connect to the servers if you're trying to.
Yeah, sometimes it'll not let you even get in at the beginning when you connect, but I haven't had a lot of games get disconnected right in the middle. Though I did have a FIFA game earlier tonight where I was playing in one of the Ultimate Team tournaments offline, and halfway through it just kicked me out of the game. It's like, oh, there's an update. I was like, oh, thanks.
Wait, while you're playing offline?
Yeah.
That seems pretty ridiculous.
Well, like, I think Ultimate Team has to stay connected all the time.
Oh, okay. But I guess that makes sense. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And then another thing they have for Ultimate Team is you can't... They've limited the number of people using the web app to, I guess, bolster the servers for the people that are actually playing the game, which has really been ruining my days.
It seems to me that if you're going to have, like, a mode like that and it's going to be that big of a game, like, you can't be nickel and diming it. You know, you got to go full speed ahead on this. And because I guess doesn't it just kind of not burn you out, but just, like, kind of make you, like, just not as excited for it, you know, like when you keep going on and you keep seeing, like, oh, you can't access it, or maybe it has the opposite effect. Maybe you're like, you want it more because you can't have it. I don't know.
I don't know. It keeps saying sorry with an exclamation point, so I feel kind of better.
But it's yelling at you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, the message, before you even log into Ultimate Team, the web app, it says, due to high demand, there's a chance you may not be able to sign in. But But usually around 6 o'clock East Coast time, it gets all right. As soon as some of those Canadians start going to sleep. And by Canadians, I mean Europeans.
I was going to say, that's pretty much the same time zone, guy.
I thought time zones work north to south, right?
Sure. Country to country, really. Yeah, they're...
Except for Arizona, which doesn't even believe in time zones.
Yeah, they don't. It's really weird. But they also don't believe in winning postseason games. Spoiler! Foreshadowing!
So have you been playing a lot of FIFA 12 recently?
Not as much as I've wanted to, but yeah, I have been playing. I've tried out all the modes, and I don't know. It's a lot. Like, it's weird, because there's not, like, maybe a ton of modes, but there's a lot of stuff going on in every single mode. Like, all the season stuff, you know what I'm talking about? Like, the... just like your online seasons and like how you progress and the points you get and what level you are. Like, I still don't understand that completely.
Well, I think the main thing now is that, like, support your team.
Yeah.
Which doesn't really play into anything, I think, that you're actually playing.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like in NCAA football, where it has, you pick the college you want to support. And then whatever you do just gives points to that college to make them look better on some leaderboard.
Yeah, I don't. I know people are stoked about that, but I don't really care. I don't know. It's the kind of the thing with being an American soccer fan, where it's like, I like certain teams, but I'm not like, oh man, I really want to support Newcastle and so they can do better and look better in the rankings. I mean, I picked the Sounders. Who I'm, you know, I like the Sounders. I pay attention to them, but it's still not top tier soccer.
Yeah, so. And you know that being a Sounders fan in the game, your team's never going to be up there with the Manchesters and Liverpool.
Well, they
and
do. Actually, I'm going to the Sounders game tomorrow night with one of my friends who he's got season tickets and he's like way into them, and he's got FIFA as well. And he was saying that they actually have it broken out by division or by league. So they have the big one where it's got all the teams, but then I think it's also broken out under like MLS. So, you know, the Sounders, I think, were like two or three as far as that goes, which is pretty crazy because I know that they're like the biggest MLS team that I know of anyway. Yeah. So I don't know, but I gotta maybe do a little bit more digging into that and kind of see how it all works.
Yeah, I followed Liverpool just because they're the only team I'll actually watch because, well, they're the team I will support because I feel like Manchester's kind of like the Yankees of of soccer.
Yeah, and I would think maybe Chelsea is kind of like the Red Sox or maybe Man City now, I guess. I don't know.
Well, actually, Manchester United's owned by the guy that owns the Red Sox, so... maybe it's more
like
that. Yeah,
but it's like they're more the Yankees because like they win more, I guess.
Yeah. And I can't stand the Yankees, so.
And I can't stand the Yankees either, and I can't stand Man U, so.
I guess it works out.
Yeah.
Have you done any of the Ultimate Team stuff?
I just played a couple games. I'm not in. The thing is with Ultimate Team, like with Madden, I despise it, and so it kind of carries over into FIFA a little bit. Like I've played a couple matches, and it's cool because they're quick matches, and I got a lot of coins for them. But I still am like, dude, I'm playing with like these terrible players and I have no desire to really build it up that much. It just doesn't, I don't know. Like it's not my thing. I can see how people like it though.
Yeah. I've been getting really into it. And actually one of the things I haven't seen if they have it for Madden, but, a guy in the Netherlands set up ultimatedb.nl. What it does is it takes all the foot info and puts it onto a website. So you can see like,
their foot info, like the different bones in each of the player's feet.
Like their metatarsals.
Yeah, phalanges. Like what? Okay. I like it.
And what you can do on it is like you can just pick any player.
Uh-huh.
Like let's go with Diego Forlan, for instance.
Okay. Fancy.
And you can actually see what his average trading price is and all the active auctions for him right now. So you can be like, oh, I'm bidding on him for 16,500 coin. But there's also a buy it now for 12,000 coin. What am I doing? Get out of here and go buy it for cheaper.
Man, that is such a deep mode, and it just seems so beat off to me. But man, like people obviously are into it, dude. If this dude's making this whole database, you can be like, oh, sweet. Like, so this guy, like, I don't know, like Cristiano Ronaldo's going for 20,000 coins, and I really want to have him on my team. What?
Ronaldo's going for A lot more than that.
Oh, really? Just his single card?
Yeah.
What does Messi go for?
Right now, their regular card goes for about the same, which is like 600,000.
600,000?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, dude. I just played a game offline.
I don't know how you even do that.
Yeah, dude. I played a game offline, and I think I won. And I think I got like maybe 700 or 800 coins.
Yeah.
So I'd have to play
a lot. But the trick is you got to get guys cheap and then sell them, and then you got to search for guys that you can find for cheap that you can try to sell for more. But
so this is like these people should be like probably on Wall Street. They should be stockbrokers, but they're sitting there like, you know, jerking it to freaking like, oh, man, I got to get this card. It's going to be so amazing.
First off, yes, that's how
it is. But yeah, no, that's cool. I mean, you know, I guess whatever. But the thing is, so, okay, so like I'm a player and I instead of, you know, playing the games, I just decide, okay, I'm going to pay, you know, my job at McDonald's, I just got my paycheck. It's $200 for 3 weeks. And I'm going to spend that $200 on buying like a, you know, a Wayne Rooney, you know, card with, you know, whatever. And so I have him on my team, but doesn't he like not stay on your team forever? Like doesn't his contract expires?
Yeah, but you can get more contracts.
Like you get contracts or have to buy his card again?
No, you get more contracts that you can apply to that card.
Like, but do you have to get like a more expensive contract to use it towards him, or is it like the same? No, okay,
it's the same contract for everybody.
And like, how much is a contract? Like, how many coins is a contract?
I've been trying to sell one for 200, and I can't.
200,000 or just 200?
No, 200 coin.
Oh, so you could just play a game and get like 4 or 5 contracts?
Yeah.
Oh man, dude. See, you got to be informed about this stuff. Like, that was one of the huge things where I'm like, dude, I'm not going to, like, play all this. Yeah.
In Madden, do they, like, disappear or something?
Who?
The players after you run out of the contract, or are they still there?
Oh, I didn't play long enough to figure that out.
Neither did I. I assume it's the same way, but.
Yeah, I think a lot of the setup's the same. Madden, you can trade this year, finally, and I know they've been doing that in FIFA for a while.
Yeah. I think it's easier in like, FIFA and NHL to get into it because it's less players. Like, you have 11 players.
Yeah, 11 players, but also the games are a lot quicker. Like, I mean, if you're investing an hour just to get, like, you know, 1,000 coins and it costs, like, you know, 5,000 coins to buy the worst pack available, then, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm done.
Yeah. And what I like in FIFA is they have a bunch of offline tournaments because when you try to play online, it's like these people are cheating somehow. They just haven't been caught yet.
Oh, really?
Because they'll have, like, super amazing teams, and you're like, there's no way you got that legitimately.
Well, they can buy it, right?
Yeah, but it's hard to accumulate that amount of coin. But apparently, there's, like, a whole dark underbelly of, like, day traders that are getting, like, banned.
Dude, day trade? Oh,
yeah, I know. It's ridiculous. Because when I found the ultimatedb.nl, which there was one last year, and I was searching to find it, and I found the guy that makes it on Twitter, and he's saying that there's people that use, like, auto bidders, and it's, like, the same people that go on eBay and, like, snipe it at the last second. They have this whole thing all automated where they're not even touching it.
Oh, geez.
So it's just running in the background, making them, like, 3 million in cards.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, those people need to be banned, dude, because it just makes it, like, it's not fun for people that are just like, oh, this is kind of a fun little mode. I'm going to put a little bit of time into it. But then these people, oh, geez, dude.
Yeah, and that's why I try to stay offline, unless I'm playing someone I know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And what's nice is the offline tournament, there's always a twist. Like, have 11 players from one, have your starting 11 from one country or from one league. Or I just played one where it was like, you can only have 3 different countries in your starting 11.
Huh. So interesting.
That keeps you making new teams, making new squads, and getting new players. So it keeps you into it. So since you don't play Ultimate Team that much, do you play pro clubs at all?
Not with any organized group of people. Like, I do. It's been a while, but yeah, like, have I tried it with this one? No. I think it's been, like, since, like, maybe FIFA 11, where I just did it randomly.
And I know, I believe Dan Vital, Twitter question extraordinaire, has a 4th string team that I'm sure he would love to have you on.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's fun, but I don't know. Like, it's one of those modes where it's like, if you do it one night with like a bunch of friends, a bunch of people you like, it's like a ton of fun. But like, I think if you do it over and over, even if it's with like your friends and stuff, it kind of loses its flavor to me anyway.
And one of the things is the, like, we play and it's me and three other friends. And some nights we don't get all three, so it'll just be two players. But the way the computer passes this year,
yeah,
is just they want to be so much more controlled that they're not making passes to you. Like, if two people strike, they'll just kick the ball around the midfield for a while.
Oh, that's kind of lame.
And it's,
I guess that's more realistic, though.
Yeah, but just not as fun.
Yeah, makes sense.
Unless one person plays any, but then I don't like that. I find that that's like, you're playing the game to play as your pro.
Yeah.
Why do you want to play as the whole team?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. It'll be a fun experiment if, you know, if Dan can get a bunch of people to really just like get into it and be like, okay, we're playing this night or whatever, like just get everybody together. Because I've, you know, the thing about those kind of modes is they are fun, but they also kind of, to me, like if they were really well organized, they could be like something where, you know, you play on like a pro level club, you know, like it's like you play for money or like, you know, you do this for, this is like a huge deal. It's like a huge thing that you do all the time. And like your team, it like gets a name for itself or,
yeah,
you know, stuff like that. I think it's got an interesting future to it if it evolves more.
Yeah. And they have some leaderboards and stuff, but like you wouldn't know about it if you weren't going specifically looking for it.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like leaderboards are fine, but like, you know, I think tournaments are more, would be more interesting.
Yeah. And they do have like little cup tournaments.
Uh-huh.
Where you play like four games and each game just counts as the next round as long as you win.
Uh-huh.
But the problem is it doesn't matter
who you're,
what the other person, like if the other person's doing a cup game.
Yeah.
You could beat them and it would be your semifinal game or it could be your semifinal game and you could end up playing them again as their first round game in your semifinal game.
And to me that takes me out of it. And I understand they do that because it makes it so that it's actually more logistically possible. But I think they need to like have that be the main thing, but have the option to have it. So it's like, okay, this is a league and we play every Saturday night at this time or whatever. And I know it's an international game. And I know it's hard to schedule that, but to me, like that's the only way that I'd really be like, okay, let's do it. Cause you'd have like, you know, like rivalries and storylines. That's the problem with those modes. And that's the reason why, you know, like the Madden Online franchise that we do is so great, is because you build up these like rivalries with people, you learn their playing styles, and you like, you know, you trade players and you talk shit, you know, and stuff. And it makes it really cool. It makes it like more like a real life sports season, you know, like you go to like any kind of, you know, Premier League website or, you know, La Liga website or anything. And they're talking about like, oh, this player got traded to this team and he used to play for this manager. How's it going to be when he goes back? You know, it's like those kinds of things make sport interesting, I think.
Yeah, and in pro clubs, you don't even get real players on your team.
Well, that's okay to me. Like, if you have a virtual pro and it's just you, but it's not that cool if it's so random all the time.
Yeah.
If you play with the same people and then play against some of the same teams and build up those rivalries, man, that'd be sweet.
Yeah, I think it's just there's so many teams. Because, like, right now we're almost 7,000th in the world. And we're not terrible, so I know that there's probably a lot of teams under us.
Well, you know what though, like to me, if you have more dedicated teams, like that's a perfect opportunity to make better leagues.
Yeah,
because that just means there's way more people doing it, so there's a better chance that they have better teams to dig through to find like good league matchups. I don't know, I don't think it will happen anytime soon, but that's what I would enjoy.
Yeah, actually the top team has 5,000 points and we have a little over 1,000.
Like, and you, and this is the same, like you get 3 for a win, 1 for a tie?
No, you usually get like, it all depends on the other team's points. So like if you're ranked the same as the other team,
oh, it's weighted,
it'll be kind of close, like
okay,
like 7 points. Yeah. But if like one time in FIFA 11, we lost to, I think they were like the third or fourth best team. We lost 2-0. And I think we gained like 60 points.
I guess that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But I think it would be cooler if they actually had better matchmaking.
Yeah. But it's all just how many teams are actually looking for a match at that moment, I think, is the hardest part for that.
Yeah. But
What have you noticed anything crazy with the player impact engine? I know you saw a video where Lionel Messi's leg was just sticking straight up in the air and stuff.
Man, I haven't seen that, but I definitely have seen some bugginess. Nothing that's been game breaking or been too big of a deal. But they, you know, I mean, like what happens sometimes is like a player will fall or like trip over a player and he'll kind of like wig out on the ground or something like that, or like his leg will move in a weird way. So that, but nothing big. Like, have you noticed any major things?
Just the animations look kind of funny. Like, I'll see a guy get bumped and he'll do like a 360 and then flop like a fish.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's not, I wouldn't say it's like all the time. I just notice it every once in a while.
Yeah. And have you noticed there haven't been as many cards getting pulled this year?
Yeah. Well,
cause I'm only seeing like maybe two yellows and five or six fouls in a whole game.
Yeah, I haven't seen a red for sure. Yeah, I've only seen a handful myself, but I think my play style, like, I don't usually get cards. I mean, I think even in a 10 and 11...
Like, you're not playing correctly then.
I'm not?
No, you got to go after the ball.
I never hit the slide tackle button.
Oh.
Like, ever. Like, I'll use, like, the regular tackle button. And that's why, like, it's hard to get red card. But I have seen some kind of bullshit fouls. Like, I've seen, like, two or three, like, they call a penalty kick. And I'm like, dude, I mean, they only call penalty kicks if, like, the dude's going to score and you, like, tackle him from behind, or if you tackle from behind in general, or if, you know, it's a really blatant foul or, like, rough foul in the box. But I'll just, like, go for the ball and kind of the guy gets nudged a little bit and they call a penalty kick. That kind of stuff. I'm like, dude, come on.
And there's other times where the guy will get wrecked in the box and they won't call anything.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen that quite as much, but I believe it could happen.
I think you just got to play more.
Yeah, that's probably true. I was going to say I had some Madden stuff, but I know we're still talking about FIFA. That's kind of related to that.
Go ahead.
Can I have a sidebar?
Go, sidebar.
Sidebar. So Madden's coming out with a new patch, and it's interesting because all the stuff they patched is like all the stuff that we talk about in our league like all the time, which it just shows me that I'm playing that game more than I play any other game, because I've seen every single one of the bugs that they're patching. Like, they're patching the QB sneak where the quarterback basically shoots out of a, you know, like a rocket out of a cannon or something like that. Mm. Although I don't know, you can put a rocket in a cannon, but anyway, and then also like some of the other bugs are like, you know, the field goals are too easy to block. So they're patching that, tuning that down. And so I imagine with FIFA, like, yeah, if you do play it more, you do notice these things that are very universal. So you're probably right. I do need to play it more and see these things that you're talking about.
Yeah, I think tonight I racked up my 20th hour.
In FIFA?
Yeah.
That's a lot of games, too.
Yeah.
And actually, you can usually get like two or three an hour.
Yeah. And apparently today I actually racked up my 22nd hour of Madden, which got ruined because the servers are trash.
Oh, EA. Way to put some poop icing on that cake.
I try not to get too mad, but especially when sales are up so much this year for the FIFA game, for all of EA Sports games in general, but even FIFA was up 23% in the world, and I think in just the UK it was up 34%. And it's outsold Gears of War, which...
pretty amazing.
Yeah. And I think is it may have been the highest sports game ever.
It would have to be.
Which, that's a lot. That's a lot of people. You know what? But also, it is the most worldwide sport.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, you look.
Now I'm just going to talk bad about it. You know, if baseball was everywhere, maybe the show would be the best. But
maybe. But if also, like, not everyone has a PS3.
True.
So
everybody should buy a PS3, but.
I would, but you know, it's interesting because I'd buy a PS3 so I could play the show. I mean, I don't really care about it otherwise, but yeah, you know, when it's such a global sport, like if you look at like the World Cup ratings versus like the Super Bowl, you know, it's pretty insane. Like, you actually didn't like a billion people watch the World Cup or something crazy like that?
Yeah, I think it was something ridiculous like that.
Yeah, I remember hearing that. And yeah, I mean, if you get 100 million people to watch the Super Bowl, I think that's a huge deal, because that's, you know, a third of the population of the country. But yeah, so it doesn't surprise me at all, and the game's just getting better and better. So,
man, speaking of championships,
segue.
I don't know if you noticed, but the Cardinals just beat out Philly.
I did see that.
to go into the National League Championship Series against the Brewers.
Yeah.
Ryan Liu, who do you have? Brewers or Cardinals?
Brewers or Cardinals? I want the Brewers. Do I think they'll win? Yeah, I think I'm thinking it's going to be a Brewers Rangers World Series, and I think the Brewers will take it all. Sure.
Let me ask you a question. Do you want the Brewers to win because you want the Brewers to win, or because you have friends that are diehard Brewers fans that would be mad at you if they found out you were choosing the Cardinals?
Oh, no, I don't care about offending Mike Cusick, if that's who you're talking about. No, my thing is I like to see new blood in the playoffs, and especially in the World Series. Like, every time the Yankees lose in the postseason, like, I get, like, it's like an angel gets its wings. Like, it's the most exciting thing for me because I hate the Yankees so much. Their payroll is so much more inflated than these other teams that are in there now. And the Tigers, I don't really care about that much. The Rangers are in the AL West, and I support the Mariners. So I had someone say, like, how can you support the Rangers? They're in your division. I'm like, dude, it's not like a Yankees-Red Sox rivalry. I hate the Yankees more than I hate any of the teams in the AL West. So I would be fine seeing the Rangers in there. Cardinals, I'm not crazy about. They seem like they're kind of the bad guy to me. Maybe it's just because of Mike Cusick, but they just, I don't know. Pujols, bleh. La Russa.
And did you happen to see the end of the Brewers game where Tony Plush, Nigel Morgan, got the walk-off?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Well, yeah. No, I did see that. Like, I actually watched like the whole like last like 3 or 4 innings of that game.
See, that's where the priorities are, because I was playing FIFA.
Jeez.
But I was listening to the game.
That's pretty amazing.
What do you think of him having alternate personalities?
Yeah, what is that all about, dude?
He's trying to be bigger than the game, and he's not even that good. But
wait, so it's like he just kind of made up an alter ego or whatever, and like...
Yeah, Tony Plush is his like on-the-field entertainer name.
When did this start happening?
I don't know. It must have been at the beginning of this year sometime, but I don't know. I think I saw something where he said that every player needs... He's an entertainer, so his stage name is Tony Plush.
He's an entertainer? Like, what do you mean? Like,
I don't know. He entertains cities all over the land because he gets traded all the time.
Oh, I guess that's probably what it is. He's a... Yeah, interesting, man. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know much about that other than people, yeah, they're talking about T-Plush, Tony Plush, and then, like, you see him on Twitter, and then I guess I kind of knew that, because I see Nigel Morgan, and, like, I'm like, oh, that dude, oh, I guess it's, like, that's his nickname or something?
Yeah, he also has other nicknames, Tony Gumbo and Tony Tombstone. He's crazy.
Yeah, this
and
is...
I think I love him for it.
Okay, well, maybe, you know, it's kind of one of those things, it's like just a PR thing. Like, he's just trying to, like, promote himself.
And in baseball, that's one of the things you got to do, because there's just so many players that you're just an outfielder. You're going to get caught up in the group of outfielders, so.
Yeah, that's true. I guess that makes sense. It's just, yeah. But
you would think with a name like Niger, he could stand out.
Yeah, it's pretty unique.
But Niger Jamid Morgan, which is kind of cool.
Wow.
It's a name.
Yeah, Tony Plush rolls off the tongue a little easier.
So you're saying Brewers, Rangers.
Yeah, I don't know. And that's what I'd want, and that's what I kind of think it's going to be. But we'll see.
I'm going to have to agree with you on Brewers. But with Verlander pitching game one of the championship series, I kind of think the Tigers could do this. But it's going to be close.
Yeah, and you know what? Like, I would be okay with that. Like, I think I'd be okay with any of the teams, like, making it to the World Series. Like, if you look at it, like, the Rangers were in the World Series last year, but, like, the Tigers weren't even in the postseason, I don't think. I think the Twins made it last year. Mm-hmm. And the Brewers definitely didn't make it. And, man, did the Cardinals? I guess they would have, yeah. But even so, like, none of them, you know, the Rangers are the only out of these four that made it to the, you know, the championship series. So, off to a good start.
And we haven't talked about this before, but do you think Verlander should win the MVP?
Man, you know what? Dude, I'm not the person to ask for that. Like, I know that he's amazing, but like, I don't follow baseball, and I haven't followed baseball enough this season to really give any kind of authoritative answer on that.
Now, I think he deserves it,
mm-hmm.
but there's a lot of people saying, well, I think it's pitchers get the Cy Young. So he should get just a Cy Young and not even be in the running for the MVP.
I disagree with that. If he's the best, I mean, why should it matter? I mean, like, that's, you, the batters get the, you know, they can get the triple crown or, like, you know, the
Silver
batting
Slugger awards.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. So
now,
is it
you
know.
Just don't like baseball, or has the, have the Mariners spoiled you so much?
It's been a little bit of that, but it's also just been, you know, baseball is like one of those sports that I enjoyed watching when I had more time, because I don't know, I just felt like you could watch a baseball game and not do anything else and be fine with it. Now it's like, if I ever watch a baseball game, I feel like I need to be doing something else, and it just makes it so I'm not as focused on it. And
you got
I don't
your laptop
care as...
on your lap and
yeah, and
the
it's weird because
over there.
Yeah, but that, and it's a game where you should be able to do that. But like, I'm just not the kind of person that can do that. I need to, like, when I'm watching a sporting event, I need to, like, really know I can't miss stuff. And yeah, that's kind of what it is with baseball. But I like baseball. It's just, you know, it's just sometimes, like, when your team's not as good as maybe they used to be, it's just not as easy to get into.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, Ryan. Okay. I am very nervous right now.
Yeah, okay. I'm excited to hear about this, because I don't know the whole background behind this.
Well, next Sunday,
yeah,
October 15th, that's sportsgamer.com/charity. Make sure you get on that.
Okay.
Trying to help the kids of New Jersey.
Yeah.
I'm going to be participating in the Extra Life 24 Hours of Gaming Marathon.
Okay. So
I did this last year.
So why are you nervous?
It was tough last year.
Okay, well, is it what it sounds like?
Yeah. 9 a.m.
Uh-huh.
October 15th. I'm going to wake up, and I'm going to start playing video games.
Like any game you want, or how's that?
Yeah, it can be any game. It doesn't actually have to be video games. Like, you could play cards or a board game or something.
Okay.
But you're supposed to play from 9 a.m. to 9 a.m. the next morning.
Like, at a place, or, like, just in your house?
No, just in your house.
Because people do that all the time. Like, World of Warcraft, like, they do that.
Yeah, but those people have problems. And those yeah. problems aren't helping the children.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, so tell me how it works. Like, I mean, how do they know that you've played 24 hours of video games?
Kind of the honor system, but...
well, no, I mean, it's still cool. I just, like, I'm just curious about... Okay, so that's interesting. So
yeah, well, I'm going to be setting up some sort of streaming apparatus.
Nice.
That I have not tested or thought about yet.
Dude, you know what you should do? I know this is kind of spitballing on the, you know, like, why we're recording or whatever, but I think you should do some kind of a themed tweeting or something like that, where it's like, you know, or like themed gaming even, where you like kind of make it like interesting to the point where it's like you have a purpose, like, I'm going to beat this game, you know, in this amount of time, or I'm going to play this game, you know, at this time, and like have some funny tweets about it, or, you know, telling people where you're at or something. So people, I mean, to me, like, I know what I would do. I'd play some, like, you know, maybe shorter RPG or something, like an early Super Nintendo RPG or something, and I'd beat that, or I'd play like The Legend of Zelda or something.
Yeah,
and then I'd play some shorter games.
Well, one idea that Scott had brought up, I don't remember if it was on the last show or maybe we talked about it offline, was maybe play some people in the fourth string league and in, like, say, in Madden or something, and the difference in the score is what they should donate.
Ooh, I like that.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, okay.
Or I think right now the goal is for $1,000.
Okay.
Which, come on, help the kids. We're almost at 200 right now.
Nice.
With still a week to go. And last year, I think I got up to 400-something.
Nice.
So I'm really pushing it for 1,000 this year.
Yeah, for sure, man. That's a lofty goal, but it sounds doable.
So I think if I can get the streaming good,
mm-hmm.
and we can get to a certain number by, say, 8 o'clock Saturday night.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I'm going to have to bust out Rock Band. I don't have to embarrass myself on live internet.
Dude, that's what you should do. Like, they have some kind of streaming thing where it's like, okay, if I get this much in donations, like, I'm gonna play this game or something like that, and do, or, you know, like, with this character or something like that, you know?
Yeah, that would be. I think that would be fun. Like,
yeah, no, that's cool.
Except the embarrassing myself part, trying to play Rock Band. Actually, I'll put it out right now. If we can get $750, that's all I'm asking. That's not that much. That's $25 from a small number of people.
Yeah.
Start button calculator. Yeah. Because the recommended is like $24, like $1 an hour. So it's really not, you're not really giving that much. $24, yeah. What's that? Five, that's your lattes for the week?
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
Like third of a tank of gas or something like that. Yeah.
So I'll say it right now. I will embarrass the hell out of myself if we can get this to $750 by 8 p.m. Eastern time on October 15th. And I will do like 10 to 15 songs from Def Jam's Rap Star.
Nice, dude. It's
one of the funnest games I've ever played. And I would feel very awkward doing it on a stream of any kind.
Is it just you do rap music?
Yes.
Oh.
It's like man. Rock Band, but only rapping.
Wow. That's a fantastic idea.
That would be quite embarrassing, I think.
Dude, you should have to play like old versions of NBA Live or something like that, or play it's like a marathon, dude. It should suck. Like you should have to, when you're really tired, you should have to play you should have to play 24 hours of Supremacy MMA.
If I can get it, I'll try to get it in.
All right.
But I'll play Supremacy MMA. I'll play anything
for the kids.
Just give me people to play with. Follow me. Xbox, PlayStation, That Sports Gamer. Add me as a friend. I'll be on all day that day.
Nice.
I was thinking of maybe playing poker or something just to break it up, but probably just going to do video games. Let me tell you what you don't want to do. If anybody out there is listening is also doing this, do not play MLB The Show at 3 to 5 a.m.
Yeah, I talk about like low impact or like Tiger Woods or something like that. Like something where it's just kind of a slower paced game. Yeah, you're toast. Actually,
I will play some Tiger Woods. Maybe I'll try to get like a season of Tiger Woods then.
Yeah. Oh. Well, that's what you should shoot for. Shoot for doing some kind of like an actual finishing something.
Maybe I could do like a career in NCAA.
Ooh, maybe. Or probably maybe a year or two of Road to Glory.
Yeah. That'd be kind of interesting. But last year, me and my friend who tried, he was up till like 4 o'clock. He was like, I can't do it, I gotta go home. But we were playing MLB and like half fallen asleep to the point where I wouldn't remember if I was pitching or catching. So I think I was doing guest pitch for a low inside fastball, and I would just hit him in the foot with a fastball. But
dude, you know what though, like those are my best memories. I think of video games when I was a kid is like playing like GoldenEye or something like that, or 3 or 4 in the morning with friends, and you just switch to slappers or something like that. Nobody knew what they were doing because everyone was so delirious. So, dude, I almost think that the MLB the Show should be required if you're playing with multiple people.
And actually, and that last way it's like... the friend did bring over his N64. We played some GoldenEye. We played some WWF No Mercy.
Nice.
I might have to have him bring that over again.
Is he doing it as well?
No, he's not. He's a little baby.
So out. Yeah.
But actually, what I really want to do is I need to find a video cable for my Dreamcast so I can play some NFL 2K one.
I was going to say, yeah, or some NBA 2K early edition. Still... Yeah, interesting.
But yeah, really nervous. 24 hours. You know, as a kid, that's like the dream.
Yeah.
And then you realize when you're doing it, it's not really a dream.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't, could not do that these days.
Yeah. I was literally delirious at 8 o'clock in the morning.
I'm sure you were.
Last year it was 8 to 8, this year is 9 to 9. But actually, the thing that really spurred me for like the last 4 hours was I ended up actually watching the Totally Rad Show, was streaming their doing of the 24 hours.
Yeah. That's
literally what kept me awake for the last 4 hours. At some point, I tried to listen to Weekend Confirmed.
Yeah.
Garnet Lee's voice almost ended it.
This is Garnet Lee, Weekend Confirmed. Like, you're just like,
it was like 6 a.m. Oh. I was like, I can't do this. I'm going to fall asleep.
Yeah. You need some like shock jock, man.
Yeah. Oh, but... All right, let's get to some Twitter questions.
Yep.
Hey, actually, speaking of people who stayed up with me at 4 o'clock in the morning...
Not for him.
Was JSherm23.
Oh, okay.
Who asks, and I quote, why do EA Sports servers go down more than a whore on Friday night? And I don't know what you think, but I think it's just got to be they have sold so many more copies this year of NHL, of FIFA, of Madden, that they just can't handle it.
Yeah, no, you're 100% correct, man. Like, they don't, and you know, that's not, that's a mistake I think any business would make. You know, you're not, you want to, you obviously want to overpromise and, oh wait, no, underpromise and overdeliver. Crap, that's why I suck at business. I keep overpromising and underdelivering. no, but, and that's what I think's happened. And I think that they're kind of in a, the thing with server space is while it seems like it should be cheap and all those kinds of things, and there should be enough available, it really is kind of one of those things where if you don't have it reserved, or because I'm assuming that EA, they're not their actual servers. They lease them from a company like Microsoft or Amazon, because there's really only a couple huge server companies like that. And they just don't have the space to give them that much server space immediately. So it's a matter of timing, I think, probably.
Yeah, and I noticed with the with that foot web application,
since the one with the phalanges and the metatarsals and
yes,
okay, got it.
That was good for the first couple days after the game came out.
Yeah,
because North America got it first.
Yeah.
Once those damn Canadians, also known as UKians, got on, it was just that site has been inactive.
But that's just some dude who just bought a GoDaddy site or something, isn't it?
No, no, I mean the actual EA Sports site.
Okay.
You can't get on 90% of the time while Europeans are awake.
Yeah, they need to remedy that.
Hey, Ryan, if you're American when you go into the bathroom and you're American when you come out, what are you while you're in it?
You're a shittin'? Oh, wait, no, what is it? No, European. Oh, that's so great.
Oh, you good?
Yeah, no, I know. It's classic, man. Of course I know that.
All right, and the other Twitter question comes from Dan Vital.
Speaking of Europeans.
Maybe. Yeah. Dan, can you please get off FIFA so I can do foot at work?
Yeah, come on, Dan. I need to see my podiatrist, dude. I need to get on there and do some foot. All right.
And I think Dan took a trip up to Newcastle. I don't know what Europe looks like, so I don't know where that is.
Yeah, somewhere.
But his hotel did not give him access to the ports on the TV.
Oh.
So his question is, have you ever risked jail time to play sports since he was trying to break into a TV to try to get FIFA hooked up?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, don't... I'm going to say no.
I'm a lot more patient than I used to be when I was a kid, I think. And I don't think it's a bad thing that he's like stoked to play FIFA and stuff. Especially, I know it just came out, I think, what, like last Friday for them?
Yeah.
So, you know, he's traveling around a bunch, apparently. And, you know, I get where he's coming from.
Buy a PSP. Come on.
Get with the game. I don't think it's the same thing.
Oh, actually, that kind of segues into something that I didn't have on the rundown, but, you know, Apple had their big iPhone 4S announcement on Tuesday.
Yep.
And I realized something. Like, I have a 2G Touch,
okay,
which doesn't really get any of the updates anymore.
I'm sure it doesn't, yeah.
So I wanted a new iPod Touch that was going to be good.
Okay.
And now they came out with the 8 gigabyte models at $199, which does nothing for me because I have music. And the next step up from that is the 32 gig. That's $300.
Yeah.
And that's actually the one I have now, is the 2G, the 32 gig that I paid $300 for whenever.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't justify $300 on that when I know the PlayStation Vita is coming right around the corner.
Yep.
Sometime next year.
Yeah, no, you're right, man. I have a three, or what am I saying? Like, I have like one of the new generations iPod Touches that's 32 gigs, and I need a new phone here in November. My contract's running out, so I think I'm going to get a 4S, but there's no way I'm getting a 32 gig, I'll tell you that much.
Are you going to get a 4S on the nation's largest provider?
No, I'm probably going to AT&T. But it's not, I don't have anything against Verizon. It's just... We clump everybody onto a huge family plan, and it's like two phones, data, everything, $50 a month.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah.
Well, I took this off the rundown initially, but you've led me right back into it. I'm so mad at Verizon.
Oh, this is on your run. This should have been on your rundown.
It was. I deleted it. Now it's back.
Okay.
I just got the Droid Charge, and that's a lie. I just got the Droid Bionic.
Okay.
Last week. This is the new hot Android phone on Verizon.
Yeah.
Last weekend, they had, you could get Madden 12 on Android for free.
Okay.
Guess which phone they don't support?
The Bionic.
Yes.
Oh,
you had to have their special VCast app store.
Uh-huh.
But for some reason, this phone doesn't have it.
Oh, that's lame.
Like, I'm not going to pay whatever it is.
Wait, $5. You couldn't just do it from, like, isn't there, like, a general Android marketplace where you can get it from?
Nope, this was only through that Verizon app store.
Oh, that is so beat off, dude. Like, they...
And it was like, I have an original Droid, so I was like, oh, maybe I can get on there. Nope, don't support that. So you don't support the oldest Droid or the newest Droid, but you support all the stuff in the middle.
Wow, that's amazing.
So mad.
Never been that. Yeah, if the more that Google does that kind of stuff, or allows that kind of stuff, like they're shooting themselves in the foot. If I buy a phone with that operating system and I don't have access to all the apps that everyone else does that has that operating system,
yeah,
I'm going to be TJ Lowerman, man. I'm going to be pissed.
That should just be it. Just TJ Lowerman. That sports gamer. Yeah. Hyphen pissed.
Pissed.
But also, after Tuesday, Wednesday came the announcement that Apple CEO Steve Jobs passed away.
Yeah, that's right.
And I didn't think it was going to be that bad.
Uh-huh.
And then I felt like I was literally heartbroken. And I'm telling you right now, I don't own a Mac.
Yeah.
Never have. Can't afford one. Would love one. Someone want to send me a Mac, I'll take it.
But yeah, for sure.
He's just revolutionized the whole computer market and handhelds and iPads. Like, you see me. If you see me, mm-hmm. my iPads, I can reach my iPad. Or I can reach my iPod.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for him... I'd probably still be using my netbook, maybe. Netbooks may not have even come.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I mean, the thing about it is, like, yeah, it's rough, like, when we lose anybody who's that inspirational or that has that much of an impact on how we do things in the world or whatever. The only thing I'm going to say, like, on the negative side of things is, like, on Twitter and things like that, like, it's kind of frustrating to see when people say things like, you know, Bill Gates and Steve Jobs didn't, you know, don't have a college degree or didn't have a college degree. What am I doing in college? And that's like one of the things that, like, not to like throw this off topic and stuff, but I'm like, don't look at Steve Jobs and say, hey, that guy didn't have a college degree and he's fine. It's like Steve Jobs is like, for what he did, was so far ahead of everyone else, was such a genius on that level. I'm not saying he's a genius, but I'm saying that he's a genius as it pertains to coming out with this kind of technology. And doesn't matter if you have a college degree or not, like, that's who he was. That's part of who he was. So don't use that as an excuse to not, you know, not learn and not progress and things like that. You know, I mean, Steve Jobs was who he was because he, genetics and life choices, basically.
Right.
So, you know, that's.
Yeah, I think one of the tweets you were talking about was this guy, J.W. Moss. He said, there was millions of them. But I just happened to retweet this one. He said, Steve Jobs was born out of wedlock, put up for adoption at birth, dropped out of college, then changed the world. What's your excuse?
Yeah, that's a little bit more...
That's right on it.
Yeah, that's more useful. Yeah. You know, like, I just hate this stuff where, like, you know, people that are in college that, like, can't get by. You're like, oh, man, they didn't do it. Why should I? You know, it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, dude.
You know who didn't go to college? Kobe Bryant. Look how much money he's got.
Yeah, okay. He's also a tool.
Office commercial. But yeah, Steve Jobs will be missed. Oh, and if you haven't seen it,
mm-hmm.
you can go on YouTube and find it. But to help you out, I've actually put it up on thatsportsgamer.com. They have the commencement speech he gave at Stanford in, I believe it's 2005.
Yeah.
Which is not too long after he found out that he had pancreatic cancer.
Uh-huh.
And it's probably one of the best speeches, the best talking that I've ever heard.
The best formation of words that vocally come out of someone's mouth.
Yeah, it's just...
Huh, I'll have to check it out.
It's really crazy.
Nice.
But off that somber note,
yeah.
Well, he will be missed. But.
For sure.
So, I think we're going to wrap it up with that.
Yeah.
Make sure you go and follow myself on Twitter at ThatSportsGamer and Ryan at RyanTheLou. Ryan, you want to spell that for everybody?
At Ryan the L-O-U, not L-E-U, L-O-U.
And make sure you go become a fan of That Sports Gamer on Facebook. You can just search for That Sports Gamer because we don't have enough fans yet to just have a link that's direct.
So just type in Facebook.
So just go fan it, and then we'll have a link, and then I can tell you the link.
Just look up Facebook. You should find him. Just type in Facebook to Google. See, you'll find it.
You know what you shouldn't do? Don't type Google to Google. The world will explode.
Yeah, seriously.
Also, if you love what you're listening to right now, make sure you go on iTunes and rate and review That Sports Gamer Show. Because right now we don't have any reviews. And we could use some, because I'm sure that would help.
Yeah.
Also, don't forget the 24 Hours of Gaming Marathon. Help the kids. I don't care if you help me, because I'm just doing for New Jersey. But if you want to help the kids in New Jersey, please. ThatSportsGamer.com/charity has the link. Donate as little or as much as you want. Any little bit helps. But if you live somewhere else, you can go on to extra-life.org and find someone in your area that's also doing it. And actually, one of my good buddies, Zach Cooper, from up in that UK area of Canada, is, I believe right now, last time I saw, he was number 11th of all people doing this, raising over a couple $1,000s.
Wow, that's big time.
And actually, number one is Robert Bowling of Infinity Ward. He is the creative strategist there. You can follow him on Twitter at 402.
Oh, he made Modern Warfare, not that he...
He is. He literally is Modern Warfare.
Okay, I probably should know that, maybe. Okay. Yeah,
he is already up to some ungodly amount, $8,272, and he's going to double that. But enough about him. Help me and the kids of New Jersey. That's sportsgamer.com/charity. And actually, Zach Cooper is 18th at 1,243. Yeah, look, I know you're out there. This top 25, Mike Dodd has $1,064.
Yeah. That's Who's nothing. Mike Dodd? Yeah.
I'm going to Google him right now. I've never heard of him. Because I don't know who he is. You know who is? You know who is me.
Yeah.
We can get me up there. I could be one of those people. With PMS Stargirl and Virgil Patterson. Look, we're at $184 right now. You know what I need? I need 10 people to give me $1,000 and we can be number 25 right now.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
I know Ryan's going to give us at least $24.
Yeah,
He's got a kid.
Man. You got it.
And if his kid comes to New Jersey and gets sick, you know what? He's going to thank himself that he donated sure. to help this place.
Yep. I paid $24 at the doctor today for my kid for a copay. So, I mean,
see?
I should, yeah.
Actually, you know who's a good person? I'm going to call him out right now. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to thatsportsgamer.com/charity.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'm going to come down here. I'm going to click on the little Extra Life logo. That's all you have to do. You're already there.
Yeah.
And I'm going to look right here. Who's that? Dan Vital gave $25 and sent in a question. What have you done? Nothing. So send in a question. Throw some money. Let's help these kids.
Yeah, make it happen.
Dan Vital's not even in the same country.
Yeah, they don't have kids in England.
If he has a child and it gets on a boat and it gets over here and gets sick, that kid's taken care of.
Yeah, in New Jersey, yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Well, yeah, if he gets to Ellis Island, because that's where all those people come through still.
Yeah.
Like back in the day.
Yeah, that's, I'm sure that's the only place that they can go to. Yeah.
That Ellis Island is in New Jersey.
Get out of town.
So you are literally helping every immigrant child that comes into this country through Ellis Island. There's a chance your money could go to help them.
Yeah, this all makes sense.
This pretty much makes sense.
Yeah.
Speaking of making sense.
Oh, good Lord.
Give that change to the kids. That's sportsgamer.com to charity.
Boom.
But yeah, that about wraps it up. Also, there is a outside possibility I'll be going to Comic-Con this year in New York.
Ooh, fancy.
The only problem is the Saturday of Comic-Con is also the Saturday of the 24-hour gaming marathon.
Oh, well, maybe not then.
So I could really be dead going into that 24-hour marathon, and that's for the kids.
That part's for the kids. Comic-Con, so not too much. Okay.
I might skip the Comic-Con, but if you're in the area, hey, cheap ticket, might as well go see it.
Sure.
But I'll try to have some stuff for the site and talk about. But if you can get out there. But more importantly, the kids. The kids. You know what I heard?
What?
This guy once said, the children...
Their future?
They our future. Are our future.
Yeah. No, I decided that long ago, actually.
I heard... No. You know what I heard?
What?
If you don't have kids, there's no future.
Yeah, well, if children are our future, ipso facto, yeah, you're all set.
Whitney Houston said it, the greatest love of all.
Yeah, she made that was her that wrote that song.
Really?
No, it wasn't.
I don't know.
She did perform it, but yes.
I just know that one. If you Google right now, the children are our future.
Yeah.
Whitney Houston YouTube first one.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean okay.
Apparently, the song is called "The Greatest Love of All."
Yeah.
You know
it's
what
happening
happens?
To me? What?
Child smile. Ryan,
yep.
Look right. You see that? Child smile.
Yep.
You know what happens if you donate some money to Extra Life and the Sarcastic Gamer whole thing? Children's Miracle Network. Children smile.
Got it.
You want to see some smiling children? Give some money. Ryan, look right. Smile, child.
Got it.
Anybody listening could feel like that right now. Do you feel the love coming out of Ryan's heart? Boom, boom, boom.
Thanks for that. Yes.
It's all the children right there. Children are literally pouring out of Ryan's heart.
Right.
Usually they come from lower.
I just pictured this podcast just fading out because you ended it like half an hour ago. And then it's just like you're just going to fade it out. It's just going to be quiet you talking right now.
That's a possibility.
There's no other way to do it.
Children usually come from the genitalia area.
Oh, great.
But now, give a little money right out of the heart. You know what it looks like? Do you ever see that thing in Aliens? Straight out.
I'm just going to turn off my microphone at this point.
But thanks for being on the show, Ryan.
Yep.
Where can people find you other than twitter.com/RyanTheLou, LOU?
That's pretty much the only place you can find me these days.
You don't do a podcast anywhere
else? Oh, sorry. Yeah, no, I do a Fourth String Weekly Thrill Ride coming out probably Monday or Sunday.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Ryan, and everybody have a good week. We'll see you next time.
Yeah, keep it real, man.
Keep it real.